Sybil.
I'm relieved. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown is off sick today.
Oh, my God.
Comedian in the glass. Damon Williams.
Good morning. Good morning, Sybil. Good morning, Tom.
From Chicago.
From the shot.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Must win last night for the Cubs.
A must and did.
And did. All
Woo-wee.
Right.
Woo-wee. Are you ready?
Am I ready?
Yeah.
Ready for what?
To go back to Cleveland.
To bring a championship to Cleveland? To bring another championship to Cleveland?
Something like that.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
I was ready. I was glad that you all won last night. Because when LeBron and the Cavs won the NBA championship, they won it on the road.
Right.
And, you know, it didn't stop the celebration in Cleveland.
No.
It didn't stop anything at all. But, you know, I like a good celebration.
You do like a party.
I love a party. And so take it back and go on and celebrate in Cleveland as the Cleveland Indians bring another championship to Cleveland. No more mistake by the lake. It's champions by the lake.
Okay.
So far, champion, sir. Not champions.
Just saying.
It's pretty much done deal.
He said it's done, son.
It's
okay.
Done.
All right.
It's done.
Okay.
Stranger things.
I'm not going back up there. It's too cold. It's too cold. After I thought about that thing, I said, you know what?
Tom.
Yeah.
But you're made of stronger, sterner stuff.
No, not when it comes to cold weather.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Didn't like it when I lived in it. Don't like it now that I don't live in it.
Tell me about it. It's nippy in Chicago.
And I'm not trying to come down with pneumonia.
No.
I'm fine. So and they seem to be all right without me at the game. You know? And me and my good luck charm, you know, we're watching and we're
Did y'all talk about it even?
Yes, we talked about it. And we both agreed it's too damn cold.
Won't be your fair weather.
Did you go, Sim? Last I talked to you, you were trying to. Did you go?
I was trying. No. I tweeted this out last night, and I really should have just gone ahead and bought the closest that I could afford. The cheapest ticket I could afford was a $2,000 standing room only ticket.
It's
just ridiculous, Damon. And
especially in the cold.
Well, actually, Chicago weather wasn't bad this weekend. But
what you call not bad?
anything above freezing in October is really. It was. Damon, you'll back me up. It was really mild. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, I didn't, Tom. I wasn't going to pay $2,000 to stand. Although I stood the entire time last night.
Right.
I could not sit down. I was just a ball of nerves. But it was, and my phone. Apple, I love you.
What happened, really, Sam?
Tom,
I got your note.
Because I was getting all these texts, Damon, from Tom and from Kim Whitley and everybody after Saturday's game. And, of course, and I couldn't do anything. And I was traveling Saturday. And so my phone froze, absolutely froze. I can see you calling me. I can't answer. I can see you texting me. I can't respond. And I can't turn my phone on. I can't turn it off. It is frozen. I'm telling you, I hard reset it. I do. And tell me you don't have an Apple expert in your life who's telling you to do all this stuff. And I'm doing it. You know,
put it in some rice. What you gotta do is put it in some rice. It'll click back in.
It came to that, Damon. It came to that.
Well,
I promise.
Well, the beauty of it is, it was frozen and not on fire. At least you don't have a Samsung.
And that
note
was the other thing. That's what the guy on the plane said. Well, at least you don't have a Samsung, and we'd be on fire right now.
know? That's the last thing you want to hear.
Exactly. So I kept asking the gentleman sitting next to me, "Do you have a score? And so he was giving me, he goes, you don't want this.
I just got a text in. It's supposed to be 70 degrees in Cleveland on Tuesday.
In the land.
Nah, they ain't going to trick me like that.
Yeah, that'll be 70 at noon.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
then that cold front come in.
That cold front come in and that wind come off
the lake.
Off that lake.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, and I'll be sitting there. I'm sniffling like Donald Trump at the debate. No. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it.
So they had to win. Their backs were up against the wall. And, but on the other side of it, Tom, what an exciting football game last night.
The Bears didn't play.
I know.
That's the exciting part.
That was the exciting, because tonight will be a snooze fest. Trust and believe. It will be all Minnesota.
Which game are you talking about, Sid?
I'm talking about the Cowboys and
how
the
about
Eagles.
Them Cowboys with a black quarterback? I'm on the bandwagon, baby. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Sid, for understanding that I'm on the bandwagon because they got a black quarterback. And how many have we won in a row? And now they're saying, Tony Romo, who? Ooh. Yes, it's Dak Prescott, baby. Dak Prescott. Yeah. Yes. Cowboys. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I know a team that'll take Tony Romo.
What?
What? If y'all don't want him, I know a team that'll take Tony Romo.
We don't want him.
We don't either, Sim.
Okay. All right, Damon.
Right.
Okay.
That's a lateral move, ain't it?
You think?
Basically.
At this point, I would rather have Tony Romo than a Jay Cutler, and Jay Cutler is playing tonight.
Oh, he's back?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, Sib, explain to me.
Oh, God. No, okay. I can't. I have no understanding.
What does the Wiener sexting emails have to do with Hillary Clinton's missing emails?
Well, here's the thing.
I don't understand.
Okay, so if they when Clooney, the head of the FBI,
right,
when he released those and went through, or Comey, I'm sorry, when he went through that and said that there was going to be no prosecution against Secretary Clinton,
right,
and he said, but if we find anything else, we will let you know. Well, okay. Miraculously enough, in October. And this wasn't just Friday, Damon, when we found out about it. They had known about it for several days. So let's just say 2 weeks out, they discovered, and I use air quotes, these emails that involved Anthony Weiner and his then wife. And they're separated now in the process
on
of divorce.
On Hillary's personal email or Hillary's.
Well, it was involving some of Hillary's email. It might have been like Uma had sent something from Hillary and forwarded it to Anthony Weiner.
But these were her personal emails.
But because they were doing an investigation into Weiner, perhaps doing some illegal sexting with an underage girl, now Hillary has been brought into this.
Okay, I'm still confused.
I know.
How does the Weiner emails on Hillary's email address?
Well, I mean, they're looking for any little thing.
It's supposed
to be
illegal.
Any little thing.
And it is a little thing, isn't it?
Wouldn't it be funny if what they have is him sexting with Hillary?
Now, that's what I'm thinking. They haven't said what the emails say.
Ew.
He's like, yeah, you
Tom,
know,
they
I know
haven't
Bill
even
ain't.
Gone over all the emails. They found them. And he told the FBI, Comey said that he had sent a letter to the FBI and that sent a letter to members of Congress saying they will review the emails to determine if they improperly contain classified information. They don't even know what's on there. They merely found them. And he sent this letter saying we found some new emails.
And it has to do with Anthony Weiner.
It has to do with Anthony Weiner.
Because his wife, Uma.
Uma is the,
works for.
Is Mrs. Clinton's closest advisor.
And they found emails on her personal server or the government server.
They don't even indicate that.
So I know we were saying last week that possibly Anthony and his wife were sharing a laptop on which Hillary communicated with.
Why would you share a laptop with that?
Yeah, because them keys got to be a little sticky. But I ain't in that.
Them keys got to be a little sticky.
Yeah.
Come on, Super Dave.
David, you got to be in a good mood
early.
Today. No,
it's
but
early.
He's got to be in a great mood. Come on. Yeah.
No, he's not. He doesn't like Dak Prescott. He's a Tony Romo fan.
Can you not like Dakota?
I know. Super Dave, it's tough on him right now. I don't understand it either. But coming up on the TJMS, Ladies, the guy that plays Ralph Angel on Queen Sugar.
Thank you, Lord.
His name is Kofi Cereb, whatever. Ralph Angel.
Cerebo.
Kofi coming in.
Jay Farrell is coming up.
Thank
Melody
you.
Hobson at the bottom of the hour. But next, Chris Paul in the NFL wrap-up on the TJMS.